Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has got her latte specialist Shirley here today, and I'm still on the Indian Balmadi Estate coffee that I've tried yesterday, roasted to perfection by CGP Fürth Café in Vienna, which I was lucky enough to assist while he was roasting. Not this particular one, but other beans that I will be reviewing very, very shortly. But this one yesterday gave me a bit of jip with the grind. And I don't know why, I felt it was time to clean my grinder yesterday, the Mahlkönig Vario, as well, just as I had actually perfected my extraction yesterday. So this morning when I got to the Mahlkönig, I knew it was going to be a bit different because the burrs are very clean, there's nothing stuck in there at all. And yes, I was right. I had to pull another 3 shots before I got the grind really right. I knew my dosing was good, but I also always tried each shot. And again, it has changed a little bit from yesterday. And I can't wait to actually get Shirley's reaction of the Balmadi Indian coffee as a latte, because the extraction was, and you saw it, thick, rich, the Guinness effect, unbelievable. 27 seconds, 17 grams dosed, quite fine on the grind, and I think the extraction was perfect. What's the latte like, Shirley?
Wow, it's an amazing experience. The richness and the fullness definitely come through. There's a lovely lingering chocolatey, velvety, you know, taste on the mouth. Rather than there being a variety of notes, there's just a really strong, complex smoothness. So mm-hmm. It's a bit like, I guess, purring along in a Cadillac.
Purring along in a Cadillac?
Rather than bouncing about in a beach buggy.
Very good. I know she always comes up with great descriptions. She's got a very good palate and she loves her milk and she loves her coffee. Now, the other thing that I found out before I pulled another shot for her, which I transferred and made into a latte, is that, again, today that balanced acidity up front was there. And again, no fruitiness coming through. And what surprised me is when I had it as a milk-based drink yesterday as a flat white, the chocolate notes only come through when milk is added to it, which is really strange. Because again, today I haven't made a latte or a flat white for myself. I kept it neat. It's beautifully balanced. There is a bit of complexity, but it is very balanced. So it's beautiful in the mouth. We had French toast with it, which Shirley actually is an expert in, which again works really well, doesn't it?
The sweetness and the caramel and the chocolate. Yeah, fantastic combination.
A great Sunday morning we spent in India, although being in London.